And good morning, Nashville. It is 6:06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Friday, June 3rd, 2022. We have a terrific program for you today. At 6:30, we'll be joined on our newsmaker line by John Harris, the head of the Tennessee Firearms Association. He will give his analysis of the Grifter-in-Chief's attempt last night to destroy Second Amendment rights here in the country. And so he'll be with us at 6:30. At 7:15, we'll hear from Warren Farrell, who's the author of The Boy Crisis. At 7:30, we have Dr. K's Game Day Picks. And, of course, we'll hear from Daphne DeLauren about all the fun events that are going on here in Tennessee and Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Right now, we are delighted to welcome to our microphones in studio our good friend Michelle Forman, who is a candidate for the GOP nomination in the 59th district seat in the Tennessee House of Representatives. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Michael.
This is not the first time you've been in here. You've been a friend of ours for some time, haven't you?
I have been, yes. And it's an honor. It really is. Thanks for having me back.
So tell us about what are the dimensions of this new 59th House district?
This is a great new district. Now, basically, it encompasses the bottom portion of Davidson County, and it starts over where Highway 96 and Highway 100 begins. Mm-hmm. And then you follow it along the southern portion of Bellevue, the Highway 100 area. It goes into West Meade, Belle Meade, Forest Hills and Oak Hill, and then it goes all the way across I-65, and this is the northern portion of Brentwood, goes over into Cane Ridge. So it's expansive. It's a great district.
It is. It's an interesting district, and you have a significant experience in Tennessee Republican politics. You are a member of the State Executive Committee.
I am, and that's been a great 4 years. I was elected in 2018. Mm-hmm. Great experience, a lot of responsibility. Throughout that time, worked a lot with election integrity issues, and was honored by my state executive committee members to chair the first permanent elections subcommittee. So that was a real honor as well. Working again, like I said, really closely with the legislature to try and get election integrity laws passed.
And we'll talk about that, some of the details of that, and some of the proposals that you've been working on. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you grew up, where you went to school, what your professional background is.
Sure. So I grew up here. As a matter of fact, I started going to church right down the street.
Really?
I did.
Which street?
It was Belmont Church of Christ.
Oh, I know Belmont Church of Christ.
Right, yeah.
Don Finto.
That's exactly
Don
right.
Finto,
Papa Don. Yes.
Was a preacher there. He's an Abilene Christian guy.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you something you probably didn't know about me.
What's that?
My wife went to Abilene Christian.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've been attending Church of Christ. Well, she's been her entire life.
Okay.
But I was baptized just before we got married back in 1984.
Wow.
By the Church of Christ. So we've attended all sorts of Church of Christ here in Tennessee. So.
Okay. Well, that was my mom's side of the family growing up Church of Christ. But she married a Catholic. And so I grew up actually non-denominational after we moved on from Belmont. But I grew up here. I went to high school at Brentwood Academy.
Brentwood Academy.
But then I
Eagles,
came,
right?
The Eagles. That,
the
absolutely.
Eagles, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, Eagles. And then I went back to the Church of Christ. I went to David Lipscomb University, now Lipscomb University.
We know Lipscomb University.
Yes, graduated from Lipscomb. I'm a registered nurse.
Okay.
And
as a registered nurse, what was your specialty?
You know, I worked in the psychiatric field for quite some time. That's my love. That's my favorite. I worked in the operating room. I worked in ICUs. Mm-hmm. I also worked at the corporate level, managing the clinical risk of about 250 surgery centers across the country.
So you had a lot of nursing experience.
I do.
But what else have you done?
I decided I needed to go back to school. So I went to law school. I graduated from Nashville School of Law.
Just recently, right?
Just recently.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, let me just get this straight. You were a nurse, you were working on the state executive committee, and you went to the Knight Law School here for 4 years.
I did.
That's a grind.
Well, I was also homeschooling my daughter, who's sitting right here in studio.
Hello, Ella. She's here, yes.
We pulled her out of school and homeschooled her for the last year.
So you've been pretty busy.
I've been busy. I have been, yes.
So National School of Law has an excellent reputation here in Tennessee.
Yes.
A lot of people who I know who actually are in the Tennessee General Assembly attended the National School of Law.
It is excellent. I would highly recommend it. It is a phenomenal school. You've got acting judges, district attorneys. It's
hands-on experience what's going on in the legal profession in Tennessee. Yes. We'll have more with Michelle Forman, who's a candidate for the GOP nomination in the 59th District of the Tennessee House of Representatives. After this is the Tennessee Star Report. She's Michelle Forman. I'm Michael Patrick Lee.